What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Faster and faster.
That was a part of Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven, and this is, you guessed it, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
Oh, that's right, paranormal broadcasting, where if you start understanding us halfway through the show, you're cut off. You've had too much to drink. Sorry. No.
Cut off! I like it. I like it a lot. Hey, gang, we're back live in studios. We'll be in the GD chat room, the new chat room, all night long.
Oh, that's right. And you can log into that chat room by going to our website at www.ghostanddemon.com.
And of course, this is the Ghost Man, your Ghost Man, Sean B.
And that would make me somebody else's Demon Hunter, Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter.
You could be yours, too. We could share. We could share, listener. Hey, this is the November 16th broadcast of our little show.
Ooh, that's right. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show is independently produced by Nathan Schoonover and Sean Burris and is broadcast live on Omnisound, KarmaCast, and Planet Paranormal Radio, and is recorded for Para X and Black Vault Radio.
Is that it?
Well, you know what? I think that's it.
Okay, guys, tonight's guest, get those hands out of the pockets, get the blanket out of the closet, cover up, because tonight's show is going to get spooky. Tonight's guest, up to bat first, Gene Lafferty from Buckeye State Paranormal Hauntings and Investigations. Gene stops by to tell us what goes bump in the night in the hills of Ohio. You guys ready for this? Second guest, we've got a big one coming up second. Next on deck, good friend of the show, an artist and owner of the scariest place on earth, Whispers Estate. We're going to be talking about, that's Jarrett Marshall. We're going to be talking about our upcoming live show from Whispers. That's right, we're going back into the shadows. But this time, you guys are coming with us. We'll talk about it tonight on the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
Ooh, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show is beyond the normal broadcast, and it starts right now.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Original
Bad Boys of Paranormal, and your host for tonight's show, Ghostman and Demon Hunter. Yes. We're back. We are back, Demon Hunter. I'm so excited. We were off last week. We were slacking, guys.
We were slacking
thanks to Nathan.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? We had some problems here at the studio. Had to be fixed.
We did. It was problems on both sides, guys. I think it was me and Nathan in the Bahamas. That was the problem.
And,
wouldn't that be nice, though?
It would be nicer if the problems had all fixed themselves, and I had everything set up tonight, everything was working great, and we went to hit play, and of course, everything went wrong. So, who knows what's going to happen tonight.
That's since day one, Demon Hunter. If something didn't go wrong before we start the show, I wouldn't think this was the Ghostman Demon Hunter Show.
That's true.
I even wore my good tea bags tonight. They're washed, they're clean, I got them on.
Your tea
They're
backs?
Riding up some beers.
Your tea backs? What is
My
a tea back?
Back?
What is a tea back?
You've never heard that? It's like a thong, but for a man. It supports and snug, you know? It holds snug and supports.
You know what, Sean? I'm kind of glad I've never heard of that.
I think we had some Ghostman and Demon Hunter show teabags made up, man. Or one.
Well, we had a lady's thong made up. We were going to do more, but people just weren't interested in them, so I didn't have them made up. But if you're wearing them, heck, I'll make more.
Oh, they make me feel like a man. I mean, they keep you alert. They snug the old backside, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
It's terrible. But what a week, guys. I want to be the first, me and Nathan want to be the first to thank all our listeners around the world for joining us on what's sure to be another great hip-hoppity episode of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. See, I added hip-hoppity. I added that.
Yeah, I see that.
I did. Give him something to listen to. Hey, guys, I'm very excited. Me and Nathan both, before the show, we almost had a crisis, didn't we, Demon Hunter?
Well, we had a few problems, yeah.
Right, and one of the problems was the batteries in the fart machine went dead moments before we went live, guys.
That's horrible. That is absolutely horrible.
Me and Demon Hunter, we scrounged through the basement. We found some extra batteries, and it's back. It's back. We got.
I give Sean all credit for that. I really do.
That's the Energizer Bunny, man. It just keeps going. I got him. That should be good for another 12 months on the air. So I want to know what, you know what, guys? I tell you what, me and Demon Hunter, we talk on the air for what? What do we do, 20 minutes, Demon Hunter, something like that?
20 minutes. It seems longer when I'm talking to you, Sean, but probably.
I know. I tell you what, if we could take some callers tonight, which I know our listeners never call in, but if they could call in tonight, tell us what you guys have been up to, man. Give us a shout-out. Tell us what you think of the show. Tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, when our guests come on, Sean, that's normally when we take calls, but we have so many EVPs and things lined up tonight, I don't know if we're going to have time. But,
well, I thought me and you were talking back and forth that somebody wanted to call and say they love us or whatever. It'd be nice, you know.
That'd be nice. And we actually, you know, when we do our international listeners tonight, we actually got a fan letter. And it's not one that anybody wrote and told us that we have 13-year-old potty humor. Or anything
right.
like that.
I like that one. I got that posted up on my wall here.
Normally,
like
when we read when we read letters on the show, they are from people who don't think that much of us, so we don't give their names. But we actually got a letter from somebody who likes the show.
All right. We don't want our listeners to go out, you know, like on a monster hunt for these people that don't like the show, because you know they would. We got some good listeners.
We do. We do. You know, the guys down at Butthead's Tobacco Emporium, where I bought my Ashton Senoritas that I'm smoking tonight for the Cigar of the Week.
Butthead's!
You never know what they might do. So,
that's true. Is that like an Ashton Kutcher? Kutcher? What's his name?
Sure, Sean. That's exactly what it's like.
You're smoking Ashton.
Yeah, well, you're... whenever Sean walks in the room, people would, like, crunch up their nose and go, do I smell Ashton?
I wanted to give a shout-out real quick, Demon Hunter. The official morale booster of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show tonight is Shiner Buck Beer Head for the Ram, guys. That's brewed in Shiner, Texas. Established 1909 from the Spotsyl Brewery. Shiner Buck Beer Head for the Ram, baby.
And how many of those have you had tonight, Sean?
We're not going to count. We need to put a meter on the page. How many beers people think that we've drank during the show or glasses of wine before the end?
I want to see. I'm glasses of wine during the show. Depending on how you are before the show, I might have something in my Coke before.
Well, you know,
I start,
they probably picture like me sitting over here scratching myself naked, drinking beer out of the can. You know, and they got you listening to classical music, smoking your cigar, drinking some. I don't know. Chablis, what do they call it? Chablis.
I am strictly a cab. I'm sorry. Strictly cab.
Oh, well, what are you going to do, guys? But it is good to be back. Good to be back with my brother Nathan. And I didn't know what to do last Sunday. We didn't have a show. I was sitting around. I didn't know what to do with myself because I'm so used to listening.
We don't want to know what Sean does sitting around the house when he doesn't know what to do with himself, okay? It's a dangerous thing there.
Hey, did you hear about this in the news this week? Well, I got a couple things to say about the news this week, Demon Hunter. You know, we always search through the archives to bring you guys the top-of-the-line paranormal news from around the world for you guys. Me and Demon Hunter, we do this all week, folks. It's a full-time job. But it's got – this came straight out of Yahoo News. and it was judges measured the beard of Sarwan Singh during a ceremony in Surrey, British Columbia, November 11, 2008.
Say that ten times fast.
Huh?
Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah. Surrey, British Columbia, Sarwan Singh. Sarwan Singh, British Columbia. Sorry, I already messed it up. Anyway, Singh was attempting to break the Guinness World Record. Singh's beard measured at 1,895 meters, guys. That's 1,895 meters. He broke the Guinness World Book of Records, so you get a big Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. We love you to Sarwan Singh.
Now, do you have to, like, put that in, like, a roller, like, and roll it up when he goes to do something, you know? Because if my beard gets more than 3 inches, I start feeling, like, dirty, so...
Well, I got a picture here, Demon Hunter. I'm looking at it, and they got, of course, their Indian origin, or however you would say that, that's correct, and they have their head pieces on and everything, and they have, like, a board in front of him, and it's covered with, like, a white film, and they have his beard draped down over that. So that's what I'm going for. If anybody's seen the Ghostman beard throughout our pictures on the website, you'll know that I'm going for that long look. But I don't know about 1,895 meters. That's a little much.
1,008.59 meters?
Yeah, absolutely. Meter.
You're sure it's meters?
Meters.
You know, that's a meter is almost 3 feet. That's right. I expected, like, to see something in one of those old karate films where the guy has the white beard down to the ground. This is like meters. This is like a football field of, oh my gosh.
He kind of looks like the guy from the movie you turned me on. Of course, I don't know if I can say this on the air, but Kill Bill. Remember the series on that? Remember the Kill Bill 2?
Mm-hmm.
Had that dude, hey, you know, he was the trainer, and he had that long white beard. But this guy, it just goes past the picture. They couldn't even get it all in one caption, one picture. So
that's incredible. That is incredible.
Plot that up. That's one story to the archives there.
You know, I actually went into work one day, and I hadn't shaved in about 2 weeks. And the boss I had at the time pulled me into the office and said, you know, I understand if you're growing a beard, but you need to clean it up a little bit. Can you imagine going in for a job interview with a beard over 1,000 meters long? That just,
Tell him to snip this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I got Duracell in him. They're going to go all night.
The fart machine is brought to you by Duracell.
Boing, boing, boing. It just keeps going and going. But anyway,
that's dude, a wrong commercial there, Sean, but okay.
We got a lot of cool stuff happening right now. Of course, I wanted to bring up something. We know the election was a couple weeks ago. And I know some of us here at the Ghostman Demon Hunter show weren't exactly excited about, you know, the electoral process.
I am a big fan of the electoral process. Just because I didn't like how the electoral process ended.
This year's electoral process. You're not a big fan of how it ended up this year. How's that?
The process was fine. The result I was not thrilled with. Don't hate me because I'm a Republican. That's why we don't talk about politics on the show that often.
Us Democrats got to catch the food from somebody's mouth when it falls out, you know, so it's good to have Republicans.
Hey, I live in Connecticut. The only way to survive up here as a Republican is to hide, okay?
I know. It's funny. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show, most people say I will not touch religion and politics. I believe on the Ghostman Demon Hunter show, we touch just enough of everything that it makes everybody feel uncomfortable, you know?
If you're feeling comfortable while listening to this show, then you must have really good underwear, because, I don't feel comfortable at the end of this show, and I've been sitting in this seat for 2 hours by that point.
Well, I was scanning through the stories, Demon Hunter. World Weekly News, okay? Good thing that me and you have used for years. They took it off the shelves. You got to go online for it now, guys. WorldWeeklyNews.com. Front page news. Is it Cindy McCain? What's McCain's wife's name? Is it Cindy?
You know what? It totally went blank on me there. Isn't that horrible? I can't tell you what Barack's wife's name is either right now.
We'll say Mrs. McCain was caught in a love affair, and World Weekly News brought it out. World Weekly News brought it out that it's a possible alien, folks. Another planet. She is having sexual relations with a possible alien from
according
an
to World
planet.
Weekly News, not according to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
The Republicans almost put a man in office whose wife is having an affair with an alien.
Oh my God. That would even that would even make Bill Clinton's little escapades there look tolerable. Yeah.
Yeah, got any cigars?
Oh, they ain't touching my Ashtons, man. They better stay out of Buttheads. I don't want alien stuff all over my cigars.
Well, Demon Hunter's smoking Ashton Kutcher. I'm sorry, I had to take it, Nick.
That's okay. But, that's okay. I won't tell people what you were drinking before your beer. So
that's true. Oh, yeah, that's a dirty dark secret of the show. But anyway, a lot of fascinating things going on. You had the election. Obama's in office. The president-elect is going to be our new president, Barack Obama. And you got all these things coming up here, guys. First fuzzy photos of planets outside our solar system came up this week from some kind of satellite picture apparatus that they set on Mars.
And satellite photos?
Well, actually, it wasn't a satellite, Demon Hunter. I got the article in front of me. It was a machine that NASA put up there specifically to take pictures of planets outside our solar system, and they're starting to bring back fuzzy photos. And it says right here, this is by Seth Bornstein from AP Science Writers Magazine. It's Washington. Earth seems to have its first fuzzy photos of alien planets outside our solar system.
That's images. Great. That's great. That's exactly what the paranormal world needs, more fuzzy photos.
right. More orbs in the atmosphere. But it says the pictures show four likely planets that appear as specks of white, nearly indecipherable except to the most eagle-eyed scientists, three of them orbiting the same star and the fourth circling a different star. None of the four giant gaseous planets are remotely habitable or remotely like Earth, but they raise the possibility that there could be life on other planets. And we could inhabit other planets in our time.
How does that raise the possibility? We knew there were planets out there. We know there are. And with the number of galaxies there are in the universe that have planets, and the number of planets in those galaxies, there's got to be some inhabitable planets. So how does seeing pictures of inhospitable planets make it more possible that there is life out there or livable planets? How does
work? It's kind of like
doesn't that lower the odds now we know there's a few planets we can't live on?
Well, I think that, you know, the greater picture here from the Republican side of it. The greater picture is there's more trees to hug out there. We're trying to find them, Demon Hunter. That's
the comments of Sean Burrs do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
That is for all political parties out there. I have hushed on birds on all your behalves.
You think the men in black could come to my house? I hope so. I got cookies and milk set out.
If they do, can you take a photo? I would love evidence of the men in black.
But it'll be fuzzy. It'll be a fuzzy photo.
I don't want satellite photos. You know, I've actually, a year ago, I actually discovered, like, the Google satellite things and how you can look up different locations on satellite. Got pictures of my sister's house. But all the photos, like, the satellite has to take pictures of different areas every time it goes around the planet. So the pictures I have of my sister's house on the satellite are, like, from 1993.
Right.
But I found one that had pictures of the farm I grew up on in 1988, before the farm had been torn down and houses had been built. So there was actually an aerial photo of the farm I grew up on. And that was awesome. The problem was the farther back you go, the older the kind of satellite took the photos, the fuzzier the photos get. So I've got a crystal clear picture of my sister's house, which I could go and take a picture of tomorrow if I wanted to, and a fuzzy, disgusting picture of the farm I grew up on. So
right. Well, you got to say, we launched the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show satellite. And what it does is it scans all the hot chicks that listens to the show.
And sends them back to Sean.
Huh?
And sends them back to you.
Right. Back to me and Demon Hunter. We evaluate them over the weeks, and we'll reveal those photos.
Yeah. You know, we didn't get a single photo from anyone in their sexy Halloween costume sent to us, Sean. I asked. Yeah. I begged.
You begged.
For
Demon
sexy
Hunter begged.
Photos.
He cried.
You know, I didn't even say ladies, but, you know, now that the time has passed, gentlemen, don't send me your photos. But ladies, if you want to send me your sexy Halloween photos that you had taken over the Halloween season, Love to get them, you know, ghostanddemon@gmail.com. Come on, send them out.
We'll put them on the website.
Yeah, we'll find a photo page. Sure. What the heck? Mm-hmm. You know, I think with Christmas season coming up, Sean, you know how I personally believe, because I was raised up in that kind of household, an old-time household, that ghost stories were meant for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it's like ghost stories were told at Christmas time. They were a form of entertainment. When everybody came together, they told the ghost stories. I would love for people to get their little digital recorders that they're not using at that time to catch EVPs and record their favorite ghost story. Send it in to us to ghostanddemon@gmail.com. And, you know, we'll find time maybe during the Christmas season to play some people's favorite ghost stories. Keep them, you know, not too long. Three to five, you know, minutes. If they go a little over, that's fine. But send them in to us. We'll find time to play them. I love ghost stories at Christmas.
Right. Come on, listeners. Do something. Don't just sit on the couch naked eating Cheetos. We need you to participate in the show here, and not just the United States. Oh, no. Me and Demon Hunter, we've went all over the world. Even if you're on Mars right now, send us a picture.
Yeah, well, you know, if you are sitting at home, eating Cheetos naked on the sofa, and you're one of those women who wore those sexy outfits for Halloween, you can send us those photos, too. So,
Make sure it's lots of cheese, though.
Yeah. Oh.
But anyway,
I would hit the button for that, but I think the cheese industry will be happy that you threw that comment out, Sean. So.
But the scientist guru says it's only a matter of time before we get a dot that's blue and Earth-like, and that was astronomer Bruce McIntosh. I wonder if he's in the McIntosh family. He might be. He might be Bruce Gates. You know, you never know.
Sean.
Yeah.
They have.
We're throwing that one away.
Except for the fact that McIntosh bought, Microsoft bought part of Apple. Gates did not own McIntosh.
I thought Bill Gates owned Macintosh. Doesn't he own like half the world?
Actually, no. Bill Gates, well, he owns part of Macintosh now. But originally, he, part of Apple now, but originally he Microsoft was kind of like a small company that he owned that was growing and growing, and he sold his programs to other companies, IBM and stuff like that, and he was hired by Macintosh. Or by Apple, and just before their first Macintosh system came out, he came out with his PC with Microsoft stuff on it. So who knows? The stories are all out there of his possibly taking some of Macintosh's ideas. We don't have any proof of that, so we would never say something about a man who has the billions of dollars to make us never be able to afford to spit again. But
right. I do have to say, with President-elect Obama in office, he will get taxed more than I.
No, he has a corporation, so he's safe. He can just put his money back in the corporation. So
he makes like $50 a year on paper. That's how that works.
Hey,
folks,
do you have any more stories this week? Because I do not have a weird location of the week. They changed.
Demon Hunter, I got all kinds, buddy.
They changed the Weird U.S. Website, so I do not get my free stories anymore. So,
I do not
have a weird location of the week, but, go check out www.weirdus.com. They're our friends. We'd love for you to get in there and tell them the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter sent you. We need you to do that. Build up our popularity. But give us another story before we go to break.
Oh, Demon Hunter. Of course, I said our good friends at World Weekly News. We got another one. Day of the Dead Zombie Attack. Okay. You ready for this? Baja, Mexico. Mexican villagers trying to break a dance record on the Day of the Dead were in for an unwelcome surprise, Demon Hunter. Villa de las Reyes is a small village in the Baja region of Mexico with only 586 full-time residents. To celebrate the Day of the Dead this past Sunday, a Mexican holiday when barriers to the spirit realm are believed to be the weakest. The village decided to break the record for the largest reenactment of Michael Jackson's Thriller. Okay, so hide your kids, everybody. Okay, farmhands who had rehearsed their dance routine for weeks wore hand-stitched costumes and covered themselves in actual makeup from their performances. Well, I think I read that wrong, but there it is. Crowds gathered to watch the villagers dance like Michael Jackson in their modest church graveyard. However, in a testament to the power of Vincent Price's voice, zombies rose from the ground when his monologue was projected over graves that had been decorated with chicken's blood. Needless to say, this put a damper on the festivities, Demon Hunter. Confusion quickly erupted as the entire village dressed like zombies was attacked by actual undead, each group not sure of who was. Mexican authorities quickly contained the incident. The town is now under quarantine, and casualties are expected to be a minimal. This marks the eighth time this has happened in Mexico since Thriller was released in 1983, guys. So, there you go.
The eighth time that zombies have risen from the grave?
Yeah. Yeah, hold on. I just tore it up. Let's see. Let's go back here. This marks the eighth time this has happened since 1983.
You know, I don't know what to say about that, Sean.
Well, I think zombies
are... I don't believe it.
Who's not into Thriller? I mean, Michael Jackson did Thriller, man. Thriller. Who's not into it? It's probably the greatest movie video, music video of our time.
You know, I'm not going to argue.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know what, Demon Hunter? You know what? Remember when we had, I forget the cat's name on, but he came on and he was chasing the Manigator. Manigator. Half man, half gator. Remember mm-hmm. that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, this story broke, guys, last week. Manigator dances with Ellen. Everybody knows Ellen DeGeneres' show, right?
Yes.
Los Angeles, California, popular daytime talk show, The Ellen DeGeneres Show, was interrupted by infamous mutant Manigator. DeGeneres dancing through the aisle stopped to bust a move with a young couple when Manigator emerged in a typical fashion holding a lukewarm can of beer. I like him already. Initially... undeterred by the abrasive mutant, DeGeneres humor... Is it DeGeneres or DeGeneres? DeGeneres.
I don't think I can even hit the button on you for that one, Sean. It's DeGeneres.
Okay, DeGeneres. Humored Manigator by dancing with him. Manigator mistook DeGeneres' good nature for something more meaningful. He asked if I wanted to take him back to my trailer and share his beer. Ellen told the audience after Manigator was ejected from the studio, then he pinched my tush. Things got even more out of hand following the drunken attempt at a pickup. Ellen, dancing the whole time, told Manigator that she is, in fact, a married lesbian. Manigator stopped dancing and threw his beer can to the ground. He turned, bit a nearby audience member, and ran through the studio to the nearest exit door, screaming. DeGeneres apologized to her audience for the disruption and gave away free tickets to High School Musical 3 to show her regret for the ignorant outburst. But there you go, guys. Manigator is real. He showed up on the
now,
Ellen.
Now, here's my question, Sean.
It happened.
If Ellen didn't actually go back to Manigator's trailer, how do we know that beer was lukewarm?
See, I don't know.
I think she must have gone back. But we're going to have to take a quick break. You know, before we take a quick break, Sean, I wanted to tell you some of the people in the chat room are saying you should start posting some of these article stuff. The zombie one people would like posted, and maybe you can post those in the forum for them, the links to those stories.
We can do it, and we will do it, folks, because we love you.
All right, why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, we'll have our very own Gore Girl with Inside the Horror.
Let's take it. I'm going to get to the fridge and get another beer. Stay tuned. GG, lots of horror. Next.
This is Doug.
And this is Scott L. from
Ghostly Talk.
Reminding you to tune in to Ghostly Talk on Sundays from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Heck yeah, Doug. Visit Ghostly Talk at www.ghostlytalk.com. One of the world's premier paranormal talk shows.
Totally, Scott. Download hundreds of free show archives. Read the world's latest paranormal news. And be sure to visit our forums.
Pimping the grassroots paranormal community since 2002.
Dead air never sounded so good on Ghostly Talk.
Do you want to dive into the bizarre world of the paranormal? Do ghosts, UFOs, or the supernatural amaze you to the point of wanting to learn more? Then you need BVRN, the Black Vault Radio Network. With more than 750 hours of on-demand talk radio, syndicated from more than 35 shows, the Black Vault Radio Network is your one-stop shop for the world of the unexplained. Check us out and tune in 24 hours a day, www.blackvaultradio.com. Again, that's www.blackvaultradio.com.
This is Charlie Carlson, Florida's Master of the Weird and producer of Henry Blackheart is Dead. And you're listening to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
On the radio coughing there, Sean.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that was a natural body release. You can get me on the radio doing something else here in 5 seconds.
After that beer does its job?
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you, I'm glad you didn't do it earlier because I had accidentally pushed the wrong button to mute you during the show. One of the things I had to do to fix everything going on here was move stuff around on the board, and so my fingers have to find new places on the board, and muscle memory being what it is, I goofed up a little there. But it all turned out okay, and it left us in the perfect position, Sean, here, to ask the most important question of the evening.
What is it?
What's your favorite scary movie?
Yo! Twin Cities!
Yo! Boys 5'9".
Y'all wanna make a movie?
I wanna make a movie!
What's up, guys?
Hola, Gigi. ¿Cómo está?
My God, I feel like we do a show once every year.
We're gonna start. That's next week.
I'm 80. What's happening?
All I got to say to you is I love you with every strand of my DNA, but you did a review on, I think you did the review on Hellboy 2, the Golden Army.
Right.
But you didn't tell me how great it was. I rented it last night, man. It was like Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back. It was like all this in one, guys. I'm telling you.
It was Return of the Jempire. Okay.
Return of the Jempire. Check it out.
No, I gave it an awesome review. I like that movie.
I know you did.
I liked
so
it better than the first one.
By your review, I went out and I rented it this weekend. It was good for the kids, too. I had the boys this weekend,
see?
You know?
See? Oh, it's fun family. For the whole family.
And it was good. I mean, where else do you see Satan spawn, smoke Cuban cigars, and beat the heck out of bad guys?
My favorite part, hands down, is when he goes, I'm not a baby, I'm a tumor. That little growth thing. I was like, yes, this classic.
I got to say, that was the best movie. I still got it up on the shelf right now. I rented it, and I got it till Thursday. I'll probably watch it a couple more times. But it was good, man. It was real good.
I enjoyed it. I really did. I remember I had to go see it I went to see it in the theaters, but I had to go see it in between going to one job to the other. I had a few hours to kill, so I went in to see it. And I told you I had to run out before the credits were done. And I was so afraid there was stuff at the end.
No, there wasn't.
That would have been the perfect movie to have stuff at the end, too.
I like the part where the Aquaman, the water guy, and Hellboy was talking about women. Remember that? And they were drinking Tecate, a beautiful beer. And
now
they were
we know where Sean gets his info on women.
That's it. He said, if you want to know what's wrong with her, just ask her. And he said, man, you can't do that. You can't ask a woman what's wrong with her because she doesn't know what's wrong with her in the first place. Then she'll get mad that you had to ask her what was wrong with her. You should already know.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's a scary world we live in, Sean, and now you're a part of it.
I know. Thank you, Hellboy.
Hey, Gigi, I wanted to tell you, normally we wouldn't throw out a name like this, but I was walking through Walmart. And I can say that because our song for tonight, which everybody has to stick around, don't run to the bathroom when it's time for our song tonight because we got a good song.
The hot one.
It's a hot song. But I was walking through Walmart and Black Sheep was on the Walmart shelf for it was on the $13 rack shelf, but it was only for $9.
See? Good times.
And, you know, I'm thinking I got to pick up Black Sheep for $9.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. That's definitely the best buy of the year right there. I don't know. It spawned everywhere. I don't know. I should say on the cover, thanks to the Ghostman Demon Hunter show, this movie has rocketed to what it was. Because, man, we had that movie in the bag. We did.
We did. It was a great movie. And, Now you can pick it up for $9 at Walmart and go get it because Gigi told you to.
It was a personal triumph for me because we trumped Fangoria, and Fangoria seriously is like mainstream now. It's like watching a Hollywood teeny bopper film. It's so mainstream. I don't know what happened to the passion, the gore, the excitement, the days of Savini, of Raimi, of Hooper. I don't know what happened to that. But yeah, Fangoria is like totally let me down because they're just so mainstream. There's so much crap in it. And I don't know, I say the best mags out there, Rue Morgue. Still one of the best. I absolutely love it. And of course, hands down, Famous Monsters of Filmland magazine will always be the best magazine for horror films ever. So,
yes.
Gigi, I went to see a movie this week.
Oh God, what'd you see?
I went to see I'm trying really hard here. I went to see Madagascar Escape to Africa.
Now see, I wish I would have went to see that instead of the movie I saw to review tonight.
I like to move it. I like to move it. Oh, sorry.
Oh my God. No, I have to say though, Famous Monsters of Filmland, I mentioned this last week, but Forrest J. Ackerman, he's sick right now. It doesn't look good. It looks like we're going to be losing very shortly one of the greatest horror icons, sci-fi icons ever. So, whoa. Goodbye, Uncle Corey. We love you.
Oh.
Yeah, I almost came to tears. I don't know if I did it. No, it was 2 weeks ago I did it on the Gore Girl Variety Hour, and I did this whole thing about him and his career and, you know, what he, you know, means to people around the world and, you know, what he meant to me growing up as a kid and, you know, how every horror fan, that's our roots, and we're losing our roots, you know, they're dropping off like flies. So, I was doing this whole thing. I actually got teary. I actually started to bawl on air. I was like, wait, I gotta suck it up.
Suck it up, Gigi.
It was horrible. Everyone's like, you know, and then there was people that are like, oh my God, is she crying? Is she crying? She's crying. Oh my God, what's happening? They're like, oh my God, this is, I'm like, I'm not crying. I have something in my eye.
Gigi Variety Hour's got everything. Emotion, passion, romance.
It's insane.
Hey, Gigi, you know, every week I forget while you're still on to read the International Listeners of the Week.
Yeah, I noticed. We missed a couple, didn't we?
And we did, and last week I even had to read it after you were off the air. And so this week I wanted to throw them out there before we do anything else.
Madagascar.
No Madagascar, no Manila.
Madagascar, woo!
No Manila. But here's some interesting ones for you. We apparently have a lot of fans in England, starting with West Dryden, England.
Hello, Governor!
Yeah, and then St. Joanne M. Pogna in Australia. I'm sure I said that one wrong. I know
See,
I'm going to say this
any,
wrong.
Any town with the name Saint in it is listening to our show.
I was thinking it was St. Pauli Girls or something. I was like, hey!
Hey!
In Rida, Saudi Arabia.
Hello!
In Bochum, Germany. We apparently have fans in Zurich. Hey, Zurich. Hey. Yeah,
is that where Zorro's from? Or?
Oh, no, Sean. And unfortunately, okay. The button is out of reach right now, so I can't even hit you on that one. In Hamburg, Germany. In Livingstone, in the UK. And here's the big one, in Rome, Italy.
Rome! The Pope's listening
we,
to us,
We
man.
Hit the Pope. I mean,
yeah, the
it didn't say
like,
Vatican
oh,
City, but it said Rome. I got a feeling.
You know I love it at the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Well, actually, the current Pope is
Pope's
German.
Pope's actually got tabs on which one of us is the Antichrist, is the actual reason why he listens to
Sean, the Pope's German. So that's it's more like... I love the Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
Nice.
Yeah.
We botched so many attempts.
So here, if you hear a faint goose stepping in the background.
The comments of GG do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
We love Germany.
We love Germany and the Pope. But we actually got a fan letter from one of our international listeners, GG.
No
Ooh,
way.
Hey.
And it says, Hi, Ghostman and Demon Hunter. I cannot put into words how much I love your show, but I will try.
Hey.
I love the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. See? They love the Ghostbusters Adventure Show.
You said asterisk.
Asterisk, yes. I first heard it on my pod while decorating our hall and stairs. When howling and screeches of laughter could be heard, my family rushed out to see if I'd finally cracked up and why I found matching wallpaper so hilarious. Just wanted to give some gratitude. Thanks, guys. Belle from the UK. So
she's a witch. Burn her.
I was starting to think that these international listeners that were on the thing, they weren't really listening, but they're listening. They're listening. Right. They like us. They really
Belle,
like us.
Belle, we love you, sweetheart. Keep listening every week because we love you. But I tell you what, even her, she probably was laughing when we actually couldn't come back from a break because we had technical difficulties.
She's like, oh, God.
These guys have a show? Oh, my God.
So,
what's happening? What's going on? Why is it playing?
Why is there a fart in the microphone?
Well, hey, I was thinking, I want to ask, since we're talking about these international listeners and all this stuff, it just popped in my head. Why are we not going overseas and performing for the Boys in Iraq? I don't know.
Because first, nobody's asked us. And two, we don't have the money to do it ourselves.
I'll tell you what, Barack's going to be in office. They're going to be coming home, so we'll perform for them when they get home. How about that? Hurry home, guys. We love you.
Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show Airlines, not international airline. So,
and you know what? Just for the boys overseas, all three of us will be in towels.
That's right.
Yes, and we won't be wrapping them on our heads because we don't want to get shot.
That's right.
Oh!
I hope the guys are listening to us.
The comments of Nathan Scootover do not represent those.
I can see our voice carrying across the desert at night, you know?
Waving the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter flag as they go. No wonder the war's breaking out. It's because they're waving the wrong flag.
Infidel.
So, Gigi, you didn't like this week's movie. Tell us what this week's movie is.
Oh, God, do I even have to? First of all, I'm going to be brief about this movie because there's really nothing to talk about, and then I have a rant to go on. So, you know, now apparently I'm scheduling my rants. Instead of just passionately going off, I have to schedule them now. Okay, first of all, I went and saw this piece of crap, The Haunting of Molly Hartley, just came
piece
out.
Of crap.
Oh, I would say much worse. First of all, I go see this movie. It would not upset me as much, except what I'm hearing from people that have gone to see it. This is where I'm getting ticked off. Okay, first of all, it's a bad movie, all right? It was written by a five-year-old. The plot is inane. The actors, I swear to God, I've seen better actors on Designing Women. It was just horrible. The lead actress, oh, God, what is that girl's
name? Watch what you
say
about Designing Women. I kind of like that black guy that was on it.
Or Golden Girls. Leave Golden Girls
out. I like Designing Women, but you know that they're the random people that used to come on every once in a while were horrible. They're just these random, like, extras and stuff. They were horrible. But, okay, this girl, Haley Bennett, she's the lead actress in this movie. She's done
friend.
That's actually Golden Girls, but
okay. All right.
Get your 80s right.
I know. Oh, my God.
So she's done a few movies, and because she's done this one, they actually allowed her to do some more. The girl's flat. She's stale. I have nothing good to say about her acting.
Well, see, that's Sean. She's flat. You don't want to watch the show. So,
she's flat. I'm going to the bathroom, guys.
Because she wouldn't know what you're looking at. You're like, what? What's happening? But this girl, she's been offered several movie roles because she's been the lead in this, which is how Hollywood operates. Thank them. But the girl's flat. She's stale. She's got nothing to offer, especially in this movie. I haven't seen the one film she's done before, so I don't know. Perhaps it's a rare moment where she flunked out, but I doubt it. It's just, this movie's insane. First of all, it starts off, oh, all these girls turning 18. Oh, no. Supposedly their soul's going to Satan, and their parents made a deal with Satan to keep them alive, and then he's going to own them when they turn 18. I'm like, can we rehash every 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s
Gigi
movie there is?
Now,
Gigi, aren't those the infomercials late at night? I'm 18 now. Isn't that the infomercials?
I'm 18 now.
Sean, no, only on the channels you watch, Sean. Only on the channels you watch. But didn't the guy that did the movie Clerks just come out with a television series like that?
Oh God, I hope not, because this is just horrible.
And you know how names just rush out of my head. I can't remember names to save my life.
Like, but diarrhea. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of like the flow of Sean's mouth. Yes. Smith, Kevin Smith. You'd think I'd remember that.
Oops.
He came out with a show where a character, his parents had sold his soul to the devil when he was young, and his soul belonged to the devil, and his job was to catch demons for him.
See, that's not bad, okay?
And it's a comedy.
That's all right. But see, I mean, you have to stretch the storyline, because that alone will not work. And even though Kevin Smith is the king of Eddie dialogue, it still wouldn't work if you just had that basic plot. You need a little bit more to it. But this one, no, you don't even get the catching demons part. You just get the parents sold her soul, she's struggling with should I be good, should I be bad. None of us care, okay? We don't care. I didn't care if all of them blew up right there. I didn't care if the movie theater crashed down around me. I was like, this is horrible. I swear to God, preschoolers are writing Hollywood films. Actually, no. That's an understatement, because I'm sure preschoolers would do a better job.
Yeah, and they have more imagination.
Was
yeah.
Subpar. Everything about this movie was bad. Now, see, usually I would just give it the, oh, they tried, it's a bad movie, don't go see it, save your money. However, there are people out there that are saying, wow, this is a very suspenseful movie. I'm like, have you never seen a movie ever in your life? Have you never celebrated Halloween? Have you never scared yourself? I mean, molasses moving is scarier than this movie. Seriously, I don't get it. I don't know. It could just be me, guys. But it was. That's what got me fueled, is the people. There, I mean, not everybody, but there were a select group of people that kept saying, "Wow, I like this movie. Wow, this is a good movie." And I'm like, what?
And it's
were
the haunting.
I when you saw this.
It's the
what?
Haunting of who? The haunting of
Molly Hartley.
Okay, people are saying that yes, it sucks in the chat room.
Gene
from our guest tonight, Gene from
BSBA Time. Of people around the world that apparently think that this is wow, this is a very suspenseful film. But I'm like, what? What? Usually you'll get one. Maybe two people that say that, and you kind of brush them off. You're like, yeah, you're nuts. You don't know anything. But there's a bunch of people, and I'm like, what? I don't even know. I could not have words to express it when I heard all this. I was like, this is insane. This is insane. But see, it was bad enough for me to sit through the movie. But what was even worse was what was happening around me while the movie was going on. So I did this a couple months ago on the Gorgo Variety Hour. Apparently I need to do it again to reiterate it, because people aren't paying attention. But I'm going to do right now, guys, a little something special for you. I'm doing Gore Girls Top 10 Things You Should Be Gutted and Grilled for Doing in a Movie Theater. Top 10, number one, well, it should be number 10.
Oh, in the bottom of the popcorn box.
Yeah, leaving your trash laying around. First of all, this isn't some landfill. This is a movie theater, okay? Especially if you go to a nice movie theater, like the old-time ones where they had the one screen, the plush red velvet drapes. Don't leave your trash all over. Go home. For God's sakes, you can't pick up the less-than-a-pound trash you're laying around you and throw it in the receptacle 2 feet away. I don't want to step in your crap. Seriously, our society is horrible. We have no manners, no respect. We have nothing. What happened to, you know, being nice and, you know, helping out and, hey, you know, this is my garbage. This is my responsibility. Time after time, I see people knock stuff down. Oh, that's what the people are here paid to do, is to clean up my stuff. No, they're not paid to clean up the gum that you've just smeared all over the floor. No, sir, that was not their job description.
Hey, I feel like this is a personal attack on me.
I have Sean written all over the place.
Number 10, don't pick up your own trash, okay.
Number 9, standing in front of people trying to watch the credits. I understand that not everybody's a fan of credits, no one watch it. Some people have different reasons for watching it, that's cool. I have my own reasons for watching it, having worked on them. But another thing is, as we were just talking about, Nate, there are sometimes scenes at the end of the credits. So
I know I always look to see if somebody named
these scenes.
I always look up to see if there's another Schoonover up there anywhere. So
but what about the people who are trying to watch these scenes? And then you got some guy, Ethel, look at, there's something going on there up on the screen. How about we just stand here in front of the 15 people behind us?
Lucy.
It's okay. Like, what? I'm like, if you don't sit down, I'll come up there and I'll just lop your head off. That way it's a better view for all of us.
Okay, number 9, sit down or get out during the credits, all right? We
number
got that.
8, chewing like a horse. I don't know if people realize this, but when you chew loudly, it detracts from important dialogue. I don't know how many times I've been in a movie and there's a crucial dialogue happening and the volume kind of goes a little low because, you know, the characters are really getting into it and it's a very personal moment. And you have some schmuck who decides that it's time to eat something. It's especially crunchy. And he's like, so you're like, I have no idea what was just said because all I heard was Horace over there chomping on hay. I have no idea what's going on.
You know what, Gigi? I don't know if this is going to be one of your top 10, but I got to throw it out there. Sean always makes the jokes about how I used to go to theaters, and now he's enjoying actually going to live theater now. But I actually go to a theater where one of the things they announce is, if you have any candy, unwrap it now.
Yes, that's actually, it actually fits into one of my things. Okay, it kind of goes into the number 7 one, shaking your snack bags, boxes, and cups. I don't understand where people decide, hey, my popcorn's empty, or no, the cup is the best. My cup is empty. I have no more in it. I've just sucked every particle out. But they continue to shake it as if a magic fairy will come down and refill their glass before them and bestow them with a new Dr. Pepper. Stop shaking the stuff, okay? It's empty. Give up on it.
Okay, number 8, don't chew so loud. Number 7, you're not going to find magical soda at the bottom of your cup, all right?
Stop shaking your stuff. Number 6, repeatedly kicking the seats in front of you. What is up with these people that decide...
That's a spasm.
I don't mind if you're going to put your feet up on the chair as long as it's not in my, like, hitting me. That's fine. I don't care. Maybe you got some problem. You need to stretch your leg. Whatever. But what's with the people that have nervous twitches and they keep their feet on there and they start, like, hitting it? Your entire feet are shaking. I'm like, am I watching Earthquake? Is this King Kong? What's happening?
Suddenly you're sitting in the Tingler. I don't know.
It's really the Tingler. Tingler.
That's
it's
a shocker.
If it was the shocker, I might be actually happy to go to the movie theater. But no, okay? So number 6, repeatedly kicking the seat in front of you.
Yeah,
number
6, keep your feet to yourself. Okay, number 5.
Number 5, and this is a reiteration of what we're talking about, number 7, but people do this consistently, and it irritates me, so it deserves a second go-round. Sucking your empty cup 50 more times, just in case. Stop the sucking. The shaking is bad. The sucking is worse. Stop the sucking.
I've got to argue, Gigi. I've had a few suckings in a movie theater that were okay.
Hold on, Demon Hunter. Oh, my goodness. This is zinger.
Those are encouraged when you go to show, folks. I don't mind if somebody's getting it on the back row, but I mind if you suck your cup, okay? Go ahead and bang the entire back row of people. I don't care. But if you stand up in front of me or you kick my seat, that's it. These are my priorities, people. Go ahead and have a gangbang in the back. I don't care. But,
gangbang!
Number 4, assuming...
Can't say gangbang on the air!
Well, I just did. I don't know. Assuming that you talking is actually a whisper. I don't know where people decide that, hey, there's these crucial scenes in the movie. I'm going to lean over. It's cool if you're actually whispering to the person next to you, but you get these people that don't know the meaning of whisper, so they go, hey, what's happening? What's he doing now? I'm like, seriously? Do you want my footprint on your face?
No, I was in the movies one time, Gigi, and somebody actually stood up and said, honey, I got to go poop. I'll be right back. Yeah, I gotta go poop.
Okay, don't talk in the movie theater, okay?
Don't you cackle, because I would cackle if I heard that.
I gotta go poop.
No, see, I don't mind if you're going to see an exciting action-packed horror film and you got a couple people in the back that are like, you know, screaming at the theater like, run, run. That's fine because they're in the movie. It kind of makes you laugh, whatever. But the whisper talking thing during crucial scenes, no, not happening. Okay, number three, bringing screaming or jittering kids. Let me ask you, why would you bring a one-year-old to Saw 4?
Couldn't find a babysitter.
Do you tuck your kid in at night? Here you go, little Teddy. And if you're really good, Puppet Master will come out, claw your face off.
Hey, yeah. Think about it. When the bow breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come baby, cradle and all. People yes. love to freak their kids out before bed. It's just the way it is.
Oh.
Teddy, I want you to grow up and have lots of therapy and have relationship problems and possibly become a serial killer. 99!
Okay, no kids in the theater. All right, we got that one.
Age-appropriate, people. And, you know, if your kid's misbehaving, I mean, you live with these kids. You've raised them. You know
them.
They're flesh and blood. If you're with the kid and you know that he has an attention, he can't keep attention on something for longer than 10 minutes, why would you bring him to a movie theater for 2 hours?
Yeah, people, to watch like Gone with the Wind. Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get why people don't, common sense people, I don't get it. Anyway, two, talking on your phone during the movie. I hear people that say, oh, this doesn't happen anymore. BS, because I've been in plenty of theaters where it's happened. I went to see The Ring years and years ago in the movie theater. There was a guy who picked up his phone halfway through, and it was some girl that he was interested in. She had called him. He's like, hey, I didn't think you were going to call me back. He spent the last half of the movie trying to, like, you know, get her to like him and talking about, I like long walks on the beach and the color red. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. It was insane. I laughed, and then I really wanted to get up, and I was forced to, like, sit there because my friends knew I would get up and just actually, like, go say something to him. Because, you know, I don't tolerate that. I'm Gore Girl. It's movies. I don't tolerate it.
Okay? I had to learn to control myself because I have gone and gotten ushers to have the people removed from the theater.
It's ridiculous. People are so rude nowadays. I don't get it. Okay, yeah, we've got a different society. We're a lazier society. Technology, whatever the excuses are, but we are so rude. What happened to helping each other out? What happened to, you know, hanging out, being neighbors, you know, being friendly? I mean, everyone is just out for themselves. It's greed. It's ridiculous. Stop being rude.
Okay, but number two. Number two, no cell phones in the theater. What's our number one, Gigi?
My number one, which really gets me. Number one, using your phone to text during the movie. I don't have a problem if your phone doesn't have a light, but when you open that light, you open your cell phone up in the movie theater, it's like a beacon from hell. It is so bright, I feel like I'm blinded. I actually start walking towards the tunnel. I'm like, is it my time to go? Because obviously, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's insane. It's blinding. And people will sit there and have entire text message conversations for the entire movie. And you're like, and no matter where you are in the theater, somewhere, somehow, you catch a reflection of the light or the light bounces off something. The light purposely finds your eyes. And even if you're like in a most remote angle from this person, somehow you catch it out of your, you know, your blind spot. It comes shining through and you're like, how am I seeing this? How am I even catching this light?
It's because of the kids. Me and Stacey K went to see that Playboy Bunny show. What was it with the chick? Was a Playboy Bunny and she went back?
Oh, yeah.
House Bunny.
We had like, House Bunny. Yeah, House Bunny. We had like 40 kids, right? 18 years old or whatever, 17. They all sat behind us. And there was I can tell you, there was a love affair going on. There was a fight that broke out. I mean, there was a whole chronicle of things going on. It's crazy. It's kids.
See, it's nuts. It you know what it is too. I mean, I have no problem with kids. You know, it's fun to go to the movie theater with kids. You know,
it sucks.
That have a good energy. You know, but what's up with these parents nowadays? That, you know, hey, yeah, I'm gonna make you. I'm gonna teach you how to be just an a-hole and run around and abuse everybody you see. Have fun, kid. you know what? No. No, I don't fly with that. That doesn't work. And like I said, I mean, we tolerate a lot of things, you know, nowadays, but this is movies, guys. This is like my lifeblood. Like, I suck the blood off the screen when I watch these movies. And I don't need all this crap. I just don't need it. So.
Well, GG. I think everybody got the message.
Those are my top 10 things that you should be gutted and grilled for doing in a movie theater.
What if I clip my toenails over your head on the back of your chair at a theater? Is that...
Well, I just want to say, I have no problem with people putting their feet up in the movie theater if you find the empty seat in front of you. But if I'm sitting in front of you, don't do it. Okay? I'm really tired of people putting
their feet. I will clip my green toenails on your forehead.
Hey, as long as it's not loud. Right. I want to hear the dialogue, right?
Hey, Gigi, we have to go. People can hear this and many other rants. Where?
Well, actually, I have a whole hour and a half of rants now, guys. The Gore Girl Variety Hour is now on Wednesdays at 7. And, dude, Sean, I got something totally up your alley, man. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving is typically called Black Wednesday. Yeah. Guess who's going to be a guest on the Gore Girl Variety Hour?
Who?
None other than Lloyd Kaufman himself.
Wow. How'd you get that?
Well, I kind of know Lloyd, so it's cool. I was like, come on, just do this.
Well, wow. Gigi, we got to go to our next break because Sean and I actually have a really cool song tonight. It's Walking Through Walmart High.
Stone.
And he's not talking. And he's not talking about high school. Walking Through Walmart High by Carl Hatmaker. That's Hatmaker. And, you know, you can find more about Carl Hatmaker at garageband.com/artist/Carl Hatmaker. So, garageband.com/artist/Carl Hatmaker. And it's going to be Walking Through Walmart High.
Well, you know what, guys? I'll just say real fast to everybody that wants to hear a bunch of crazy horror stuff and just insanity, you can head over to the Gore Girl Variety Hour. You can actually find it through my MySpace, which is on the Ghostman Demon Hunter website, which is www.ghostanddemon.com.
That's right.
It's under Ghostman and Demon Hummer.
Hummer. Oh, wow, where's my mind at?
I don't know, but apparently it's in the last row of the theater. After that, we've got to take a break, folks. We'll be back in a little while.
I love you guys. I'll see you next week.
Check your messages, GG. We love you guys. Stay tuned. It's getting hot next.
Are you looking for your favorite paranormal podcast? Well, come and visit us at planetparanormal.com. We are your guide to the other side. Come and check out our hub to see all our latest podcasts from your favorite paranormal celebrities. And don't forget to check out our news feeds to see what's late in the paranormal community, as well as events coming to a town near you. Come visit us on the web at www.planetparanormal.com. That's www.planetparanormal.com.
So bad. To me, it's just a total bore to spend my whole day in a department store. Enough to make me want to pull out all my hair. And even though the store was still the same and nothing in the place had really changed, I prepared myself pretty well before I got there. That's why I'm walking through Walmart High. What I might buy, like lima beans and a 2-for-1, or a giant box of generic tampons. I'm walking through Walmart High. Now I thought I had hit it pretty well, and no one could tell I was higher than hell. But apparently I was just deluding myself. And even the manager fought back a smile when he saw me in a recliner in the potato chip aisle as I sampled a jar of salsa there on the shelf. And just as Walmart had gotten fun, don't you know that's when the cops would come. He said, "What's wrong with you, boy? You better come with us." He said, "I'll mace your big ass if you put up a fight." And he threw me in the car and he read me my rights. And then he put me in a cell until I lost my buzz. Because I was walking through Walmart. If you never have, you ought to give it a try. You'll buy a bag of dog food, a pound of ground turkey, a dozen eggs, pantyhose, a stick of beef jerky. If you walk in Walmart, I clean up on aisle three. Disturbing the peace, but I got out the next day on work release. Pay my debt to society while I make some dough. And even though my resume wasn't the best, Walmart hired me and gave me a blue vest. And now I stand at the door and greet people as they come and go.
Dude, welcome to Walmart.
Getting paid next to nothing sure beats paying bail. And working here sucks, but it sure beats jail. I guess we all do what we can just to get along. In a jug of clean urine, you know I've invested, just in case I get myself randomly tested. And now I guess I'll have to change the words to this here song, because now I'm working at Walmart. I wear dark glasses so the boss can't see my eyes. A guy got caught shoplifting some t-shirts, and I watched security give him a cavity search. I'm working at Walmart, working at Walmart. Working at Walmart High.
Thank you for shopping Walmart. Please come again.
Hey, this is Nathan S. of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. When we needed a logo that would tell people what we were all about but was different from anything else out there, we went right to Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com. We love the artwork that owner and illustrator Jonathan Sullivan came up with so much, we ordered our t-shirts and banners from Loki Graphics right away. They provided us with high-quality graphic art, screen printing, and helped us pick out the best value for our t-shirts and other products that fit our budget. LokiGraphicsInc.com is the official graphic designer and screen printer for the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. Phone, email, and postal orders are all accepted, with contact information available on their website. Shipping is available for any order, or if you're local, you can stop by the shop and pick up your finished product. Check out Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com and tell them the Ghostman and Demon Hunter sent you.
Welcome to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. Get your weekly download to all things ghostly and paranormal, and then some. Test your knowledge of the paranormal with haunted trivia. Email your otherworldly experiences for Parashare and listen in to the rants and useless banter of Laura and Brian. If they've got an opinion on the paranormal,
or even a great pub,
they'll talk about it. The Deadline can be easily downloaded from the NJGHS.net website. You can also listen to archive shows at PodcastAlley.com. Say, while at Podcast Alley, cast a vote for The Deadline, because everyone knows that at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.
Para X Radio, and you.
This is Johnny. Johnny is going to use his computer to contact the spirits. His sister Jenny is very curious and watches. Johnny just typed in www.para-x.com and is now communicating with the dead. You go, Johnny. Jenny is excited because now she can listen to shows like Nightwatch with Todd Sheets, Caps Paranormal Radio with David and Tom, Paranormal Awareness with Bill Metz, Ghostology with Brian and Anna Marie, Leinster Paranormal Radio Show with Danny and Cormac, and the Ghost Divas Live. One day, the world will be a better place when we can all be like Johnny and Jenny. And tune into ParaX Radio at www.para-x.com. All paranormal, all the time.
This is Mark Nesbitt from the Ghosts of Gettysburg and the Ghosts of Fredericksburg. You're listening to the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, so for those of you who aren't used to hearing that many commercials during our break, I had a little bit of a problem there, and thanks to all our friends who sent us in promos, we were able to get through it.
Absolutely, Demon Hunter. Oh my god, the night's rolling so smooth. We went through our first hour already. Can you believe
we
that?
We did, and right now in the third chair, why don't you tell everybody who's sitting in the third chair, Sean?
Hey guys, I told you before, up first to bat on the G&D show plate is Gene Lafferty from the Buckeye State Paranormal Hauntings and Investigations. Gene, what's happening, brother?
Another day in paradise, man.
Are you wearing a tee bag?
Say no, Gene. Say
it's
no.
33 degrees right now in Ohio, so it's a little chilly.
So you're wearing a tee bag. I'm in Indiana, so I'm wearing mine, and I just want to know if all ghost hunters did that, because they told me it was normal.
No, Sean, just you.
It helps orbs. What's going on, Gene, man? You got the Buckeyes State Paranormal and Hauntings Investigations going down for you, man. What is going on in Ohio? That was a big state. Was that a war state, Demon Hunter, in the elections? I don't know. Tell
me that. That was a
battleground.
You might say that was a war state. Yes.
Yes. Battleground.
Yeah, half the people here in Ohio are still voting, though, so it doesn't count.
Say, I never did see the voters in Indiana clear out. You know, they never did come in with the prediction. So I don't know. I don't know, man. But you guys got a lot of good stuff going out there in Ohio, man. What are you guys doing? What's happening?
Yeah, we're pretty blessed here in Ohio. You know, we have a lot of historic buildings, and we're one of the few states that haven't tore down a lot of the historic buildings, so...
Yeah. What about what did you think of the song during the break, Walking Through Walmart High? You ever done that?
Well, we're in Ohio, so we have a Walmart every two corners. So
right.
Well,
when
I first saw the title of that song, being a country boy myself, I just figured there were people who went to high school there, so I thought that's what the song was about. So
they went to high school at Walmart?
Yeah. They offer everything else at a discount. I thought they had GEDs, too.
Dropped out at fifth grade? Join Walmart staff.
The comments of... Wait. I can hit that for that one. There we go.
The comments of Sean Burrs do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
There we go. Now we don't have to get sued by Walmart. Anyway.
I have to say, if Walmart sells GEDs, most of their employees don't buy them.
Oh, I don't have a no comments for you there, Gene.
comments of Gene Lafferty is crazy. But I don't know, Gene. You guys, I know there's a lot of big haunts out in Ohio, and I know you guys, I love your name, first off. How'd you come up with that? Buckeye State Paranormal Hauntings and Investigators.
I wanted an acronym for the website, and yeah. I had to keep going through initials until I found one that worked, something I didn't already have registered.
Yeah. So that was pretty much it. You guys came up with the name, and how long were you doing it before you came out with the Buckeye State?
I've been doing it on and off for, 20-some years with other groups. Then I started this group about 3 years ago.
What got you interested in it? I mean, when you were a toddler. Let's go back to Gene in his infancy. When you were in your crib, how early was it when you saw your first ghost or when your paranormal... Something had to happen, I know.
Yeah, actually, I tell people when I give a presentation that I'm still proving my third grade teacher wrong.
okay.
They were having a book fair at school, and the book that I bought was a book about pictures of most famous ghost hunters. And she saw the book. she came over and said, you know, you do know that ghosts aren't real, right? So I remember sitting in my chair thinking, I'll show you, and I guess I'm still trying.
Well, you know, when we had those book fairs, I always bought the books that you would turn to a page and it said, if you want to fight the dragon, turn to page 29. And,
Did you fight the dragon?
Yes, and my character always died. I always expected something else to happen. But
I always went to the pub with the trolls, man. I always chose the lighter path, you know? Keep it light. Keep it light.
But, you know, we've been looking at some of your
EBGBs.
Urban Orbital, if you know it,
I think you just gave a shout out to international listeners somewhere, Demon Hunter.
I don't think so. Actually, Sean, what happened was the signal got scrambled. That's what
okay,
it was.
Yeah.
But we've been listening to some of your EBPs and checking out some of your stuff. You've got a lot going on there with your group, checking out places. Are you working in private homes or basically going to places where people are allowed to ghost hunt for free or for pay? Or how do you work?
We do private homes, but the equipment that we use, we're more geared up for the larger areas, museums. I mean, we'll take a 16-channel DVR system in with us, thermal imagers and stuff like that, but a private home just doesn't let us play with all of our toys.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I've met some girls like that have said the same thing.
none of the girls will let Sean play with their toys. But,
yeah. What's up, Gene? I'm a ghost hunter. I'm out there, you know.
And, you know, I really do like working with the not-for-profits more than anything else. You know, they need the publicity, and, you know, we're just honored to have a chance to work with them.
Right. Now, Gene, we got you on the air. You're a real live ghost hunter, just like me and Demon Hunter, and people around the world that are listening. A lot of them are ghost hunters. Demon Hunter, do you want to bring this up about a video that was sent to us this week?
Oh, well, we were watching, I know I stayed up all night on Halloween watching the Ghost Hunters live show. And there are things all over YouTube now of people who believe they've caught forgeries of haunting evidence on the Ghost Hunters show. And how do you feel about these things with people possibly faking their the events that went on?
You know, without being there, I couldn't tell you if something was faked or not. I mean, there's some weird stuff that goes on in investigations. Is it a coincidence that, you know, every year that they keep doing shows, they get more and more evidence? I mean, possibly. I don't know. I mean, you know, people take their shots at taps. I mean, you know, they're the big guys on the block, but no matter what people says about them, you know, they brought some dignity to ghost hunting, and, you know, I give them props for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the bigger you get,
you're the only participant in this conference. Press any key to continue this conference.
Well, apparently we've been thrown off of our conference call, so nobody can call in now to ask questions.
Nobody can talk to Gene no more.
Oh, man.
But Gene, you know, I was watching this video, and do you remember when, you know, I don't even want to go into it. I don't want to go into it. I just want to say, when you get to the top and you're on TV, you got everybody looking at you. And you know what, man, right or wrong, let's remember, I'm not saying fake evidence. No, never should you fake evidence. But when you're on TV, certain things are going to be produced a certain way. You're going to have to wait to get your cue to start investigating, stuff like that. Demon Hunter, we've both been on television.
Yeah.
And we, you know, certain things, you got to go with the producer. The guy's producing the film, hence the name producer. So when he tells you to wait and to start producing, you know, then action, you got to wait on the guy's cue. So you know what? There's a free card on that one for me, Demon Hunter. I mean, you can't investigate all night, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, even when I go and investigate, if it's an all-nighter, I'm going to take a break somewhere during the show.
And if anybody out there is cheating, this is for you. Thank you. Thank you. I just had to say that real quick. I had to get that out there. What do you think, Gene? What do you think, man? Is the paranormal community under scrutiny right now?
Oh, I think we always will be.
Yeah.
And I think the closer we get to finding something worthwhile and tangible, the more scrutiny that's going to get. And I guess I was more disturbed by the, I think it was on MySpace that maybe Grant might have written or something. I was more disturbed by his comments than anything else, to be honest with you.
Really?
You know, when you're top dog and you're doing a live show, I mean, you're going to get some criticism. Deal with it.
Absolutely.
I can agree there. So when you go out, like some of these EVPs we've gotten from you, I'm going to play some in just a minute. But, you know, you go in and you set up. Are any of these EVPs that we got from private homes, or are they
the only one I sent you was the very last one that says Logan County Home. That's the only private one that I sent you.
Okay. Well, why don't we listen to a couple of these and get some talk in about what people are hearing here. And I amplified them a little bit, and that's about it. Everything you sent me is as it was sent to me. So,
Gene, Demon Hunter, let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's listen to some of this stuff.
Can you tell us your name?
Is that an ironing board?
Yeah.
Wow.
A vulgar sound repeated three times. First section. Second section.
Yeah.
So is that the private home you were talking about there?
No, that was actually in Hardin County, Ohio. They call it a Pioneer Village, which is part of the museum. It was just myself and another investigator in the room. She got up to walk across the room. As I said, is there anyone else in here with us? We get a Lisa. And then she said, is that an ironing board? And we get a yeah. We get an answer in response to that.
Well, I got to say, when I first listened to this, I thought the yeah was one of your teammates.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
So it's, yeah, I mean, she was proud of her ironing board, I guess.
And, you know, it was a one-room cabin, so there was only the two of us there.
Well, see, that's the thing about EVPs. You never know what you're going to get. I've got things that have said, chewing bubble gum, and you're in the middle of a cemetery. You know, it doesn't make any sense, man, unless it's some kind of a, I can't even think of the term.
But you know what,
you,
like Sean and I were joking.
Buck.
Sean and I were joking about this before the show, that we have an EVP where we were doing a spoof of, what was it, the Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch, yeah.
And in the middle of doing the spoof, you hear a voice scream, help me.
You think it said help me?
I think it said help me.
That was at Barlow's Knoll in Gettysburg.
Yeah, in Gettysburg. So, you know, I could see a spirit in Gettysburg yelling help me. But yep. We were goofing around at the time, and you never know what you're going to get.
We were the only ones out there, man. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. The rain just started, and we didn't even think we were going to get anything. But there it was. It's on video. You can go to our MySpace page and check it out.
Yep. So let's check out this next one you got here. This is number one. I guess it's the same thing. Logan County Home.
Yeah, the Logan County Museum.
Okay. So, this says home number one. So maybe they got sent to me in a different order than you connected them, but here we go. Now that was kind of the little computerization in there, some digitalized. There we go, digitalized there. And what was it saying?
That is one that that was the only private residence I sent you. The house had a suicide happen in last year, and then it actually had a woman that killed her husband in about 15 years ago. There was two of us in the house at the time, and the other female investigator looked at me and said, I'm getting ready to go to the basement to take a photograph. Right after she said that, we get on the recorder a woman's voice saying, I'm scared to go to the basement.
Wow. That, let me play that one again there. I hear it.
Now, yeah, you know what, Gene, I gotta ask, what program are you using for that, for your EVPs?
I use a lot of Adobe Audition.
Okay.
And then after that, WavePad.
Okay. Okay, well, let's move to the museum, where you were talking about going to the museum, Logan County Museum.
Sound copied 3 times, hum and noise removed.
Okay, so apparently somebody there didn't like what was going on.
You know, that was our first investigation at the that Logan County Museum, and you know, we got 20-some EVPs out of that place. And that was one of the eerier ones, you know, somebody saying that she's evil.
She's evil. Let me play that one again.
Sound copied 3 times, hum and noise removed.
And what system did you say you're using for that?
That was done in WavePad.
WavePad?
Now, hey Gene, it sounds like you're using some kind of a machine to like a mediator. Are you using anything at all, like a Tom's box or whatever it's called?
No, that was raw. The only thing in there is in WavePad, I type in the, you know, the copy 3 times part. And that's just the speech. But everything else, that is just raw off the recorder.
Right, because when I first heard that, you know, you hear that, rah, 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 like that constant vibration or whatever. It sounds like maybe you used, you know, you've heard some of that, Tom's box or Bob's box, whatever.
Oh, yeah, we have a mini box, but it wasn't used at this.
Okay, well, you've got another one from there, and let's play that. Now, I didn't hear that one as clearly. What was that saying?
That's the number 2 one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was taken out of the doctor's room there, and it says turn over.
And you think the doctor maybe was telling the young lady to get in the stirrups or something there?
Well, the funny thing is they have one of those old-time x-ray machines in that same room, so.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, here we go. Here's number 3 from that same location. Let's take a listen to it.
Sound copied 3 times and noise and hum filtered.
Something there.
There's definitely something there, and you gotta wonder. I see what you say it's saying, so I had a little bit of front-loading there on it. But, you know, it's kind of got that eerie sound behind it that you... And it was muffled enough that it could be a few different things. But I can see you're saying it's saying, what's for lunch?
Yeah, this museum used to also be a old folks' home, a retirement home. And the area that this was recorded in used to be the cafeteria.
Oh, so it was asking what's for lunch. I can see that. Okay, let's go to the next one and see what we get here.
Just jump. Sound copied 3 times and slowed 75%.
So if you can't hear that, you're crazy, man. Just jump. It's right there.
Yeah, and that was recorded on the 6th sixth-floor level of the cells at Mansfield Prison.
Mansfield, been there myself. It's a doozy, man.
So it's telling people to jump. It wasn't happy.
That was on the cell block, the very top level of the cell block, looking down.
Oh boy, I'm glad you didn't take its advice.
And we do post all these are MP3s I sent you. We do post the original WAV files altered on our website, so if anybody wants them.
Well, all right.
What website's that? Let's give it out real quick.
www.bsphi.com.
So it's www.bh.
BS.
Let me get it here. www.bh, or I'm sorry, bsphi.com. bsphi.com. Okay. And, you know, what are you looking to get out there and do for people?
Well, like I said, you know, we really like working with the not-for-profits, the museums, the churches, anything like that. We do private cases. You know, we'll just try to help however we can.
That's awesome. Is there any way people can get in touch with you other than the website? Do you have a number or anything you'd like to give out there?
Yeah, they can get a hold of us at our toll-free number.
Is that on the website, or can you give that out?
Yeah, it's 800-295-3441.
Okay, and, you know, is there anything else you want to tell people who are listening in to you tonight, give them the chance to get to know you a little bit better?
You know, if they got questions, you know, drop me an email from the website. Every email will be addressed. I mean, you will get an answer from us. We're still trying to recuperate from the month of October. It was kind of nuts for us. We gave a lot of presentations, and you know, we're still trying to recover. But yeah, you will get a response from us.
And you know, I gotta say, we got roughed up for October too. October's a hard month for all the ghost hunters. But we're glad you could make it here to talk with us tonight. We want everybody to know that if you're in Ohio and you need help, or if you think you have a ghost, if you have a museum, you know, my personal favorite thing, I love going to theaters. When people have a theater they think is haunted, that's my thing. I love going to theaters to investigate. But, you know, get out there, check them out. Check out the whole group from the Buckeye State Paranormal Haunting Investigators. Is that it? No. It's the Buckeye State. You got to give me some help here, man. Your site's... in bubbles. I'm trying to read it here. Buckeye State Paranormal and Haunting Investigations. There we go. Guys, check them out at bsphi.com.
All right. Thanks, Gene.
Anytime, guys.
Gene, we appreciate you coming on, playing some of your EVPs for us. We hope we get the chance to talk to you again sometime soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you so much, man. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, Sean, we're going to take a really short break, and when we come back, we'll have Jarrett from the Whispers Estate.
Stick around, guys. We go deep in the shadows. Up next, Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
Thanks, Gene. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
The Darker Side of the Moon is a listener's guide to the creepy, the spooky, and the unexplained. The Darker Side is an alternative variety show that delves deep into the shadowy secrets of just about everything, from the occult to dark comedy, sometimes serious, but mostly fun. Our show has a little for everyone. Join me, Becky Ray, and Laura Moon Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 8 p.m. Central and 6 p.m. Pacific at DarkerSideRadio.com.
I will reach out, touch a ghost with my hand, and lock him into place until I choose to let him go.
Join us on a real-life ghost hunt with Dr. Gary Hawkins and his team of investigators.
It
came from behind you. How the heck did it come from behind you?
To make that kind of shadow, there is no... The only light is from that way.
That was amazing. There was no light. The camera's facing the same direction it is now. It couldn't have been. I mean, there could have been no shadow passed behind. Unless it wasn't something that normally creates a shadow.
Well, you know what? I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I can't explain it. That was weird.
That's the spirits of the Rockcliffe Mansion. Seeing is believing.
Buy online. Shop.
ecproductions.net.
Hi, I'm William Bradshaw, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm a demonologist. I study evil spirits and Satan, and it's a real privilege to be on the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
And that's just a taste of what happened to Sean the first night he was at Whispers Estate. And we've got in the third chair, Sean. Sean, Jarrett, right now, Jarrett, before you go any further, Jarrett, Sean, you're not allowed to drink any more of the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter spirit booster of the evening. Well, it's been almost exactly a year, Sean. I looked into stuff. It's been almost exactly a year since you've been to Whispers Estate. And Jarrett is the one-time, now-again owner of probably one of the most well-known places for... it's not even EVP. It's voice phenomenon that... it's disembodied voice phenomenon. Well, that's if you're scared of disembodied voices and shoes of little girls, Sean.
So I can't stress enough. Jarrett Marshall is a friend of the show, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. He's always backed us. Jarrett Marshall, guys, is the best guy you ever want to know. So if you go to whispersestate.com, you get a chance to talk to Jarrett. Go out there. You got to be this guy's friend. Well, that's all I'm saying.
I'll tell you, Sean, I am so looking forward to getting the chance to go out to Whispers Estate. I'm hoping I didn't just first half of your conversation not go out there. I hope it...
I think so. Can you hear me, Demon Hunter?
They lost Sean. Yep, they didn't hear you for that first half of the conversation there. You know what it is, Sean? You know how we were having the problem with that one wire and I replaced it? Well, that wire is giving us trouble again.
And, boy,
they didn't hear you say that this is the most haunted location in that you've ever been to anyway.
This is one of the scariest places on earth, guys. And the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show, myself and Nathan are going back in live. We'll be broadcasting a live broadcast December 6th. That'll be on a Saturday.
You know, and, I'm seeing that Jeff is in the chat room right now, and he saw how full our chat room was a little while ago, and... Jeff, just want you to know, December 6th, you want us there. You want to have us live. I sent you the email. You know you want us live at Whispers Estate.
Absolutely.
Or Jarrett. I'm saying Jarrett. Jeff. Jeff, you want us live. You know, Sean, during the first break, I made the fastest Jack and Coke I've ever made in my life. It's.
That's why you just grab Miller Lite in a can or a Shiner Bock from Shiner, Texas.
Then people keep hearing me open it.
Right, but Jarrett's a good friend of the show. Jarrett, I want you to tell some of these people about Jarrett. What's going on with you, man? You make some of the prettiest paintings I've ever seen. Tell us some of your background.
Well, I went to Heron School of Art in Indianapolis mm-hmm. for painting and drawing and studied there for about 5 years. And after graduating from Heron, I went down to New Orleans because I was just drawn down there and spent some time, about 6 years there. A lot of my artwork has that flavor to it. And, you know, it was by chance really that I moved back to Southern Indiana to help be near my family. And you know, everything kind of just started making sense. In New Orleans, I did a lot of restoration work in houses in the Garden District in the French Quarter. And so when I found the Whispers, I just immediately was attracted to it and used everything I had learned for the past 6 years in restoration and that type of thing. So it was very strange. It was like pieces of a puzzle all being put together for me.
Right. Now, Jared, I'm going to go deep tonight, brother. And I love you. You know that. But I want to go deep. I want to ask you some questions. When you were at Whispers of State, we all know that I believe a little girl that has been passed now for some time is very connected to you. Because when you're around, she's at her strongest. I've witnessed it. I've seen it. I've been there. I've smelt the smells. I've heard the sounds. Everything, guys. I've seen things move. Why do you think she's so connected to you, Jared? And I'm talking about Rachel, of course.
Right. I think it probably, has a lot to do with just going in and being open. And, it was like a transition. At first, I didn't really understand what was going on. I mean, there were just odd things happening. And, I thought, oh, it's an old house. It's going to make noises. It's going to, you're going to hear, things like the furnace perhaps kick on. And, it's just random noises. But the longer that I spent, in the house with the restoration going on, it became a lot more obvious when you could actually, make out, words and sentences. And that's how kind of the house got its name, Whispers Estate, because you always hear something, especially in the evening. It's like whispering or murmuring. And so I think that
sometimes
like
it gets a little bit more than that, huh?
Right, yeah. And eventually it did. I mean, it's to the point now where, for instance, tonight I came in, walked through the door, and as I was shutting the door, I turned around to walk into the front parlor, and I heard her run down the hallway on the second floor. Her shoes, it was unmistakably, her.
Right. Now, Jared, can I ask you, my brother, why you've chosen to go back to Whispers Estate? That's a huge decision.
Yeah, it got to the point when I lived there the first time that, I'd never experienced anything supernatural or anything like that. I mean, on that level. So around Christmas prior to selling, I woke up in the middle of the night and I thought the house was on fire. Mm-hmm. And so I immediately got up and, started searching the house, looking for if, maybe some what was going on. And as I walked around and went into the front parlor, it was almost the smell of burning flesh. And it was the most disgusting smell that I've ever smelled in my life. And I think it was because, that was the time that she had died. And right. I think the closer that I got to her, the more connected she was, letting me in, saying, this is how it happened. This is, it was almost like I became part, of her existence, so that she wanted me to know everything about her. Right. And it got really intense, and so I seriously sat down. I thought, I've never, dealt with anything like this before, and I mean, they're almost, they're my family, my extended family. It's the weirdest thing, but I had someone actually approach me and say, would you ever, consider selling the house? They were also a ghost hunter. They had stayed there as a guest several times, and I started thinking about it, and I was like, this is really a hard decision for me, and I don't know if, I don't want to actually leave, this relationship that I have, because it's unlike anything I've ever had in my life. And I ended up making the decision to do it, and for a while after moving out of the house, I tried to disconnect myself completely.
Right.
Just like any relationship, when it's over, you need time to kind of digest it and everything. And so for about 9 months, I didn't even, you know, hardly talk to people that were in that circle of, you know, that entire experience. And finally, they started coming to me saying, I'm having all this weird stuff happen. I actually have had things in my house. I've heard that noise that we've heard at your house. You know, I walked into my room. I smelled the doctor. And people, more than maybe three or four different people, said they think, I think that they're trying to find you.
Right.
And they don't know where you are, and they're coming. We're all connected to you in your house. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to go back, and, you know, I got invited to a birthday party there. And the minute that I walked into the house, it went crazy.
Right.
You know, we had, you know, doors opening and shutting. We had a little girl. You heard a little girl say something. We couldn't make out exactly what it was. And I immediately, you know, walking through the door, I felt completely at home.
Right. You know? Now, Jared, I don't want to interrupt, but we're running short on time, and I wanted to say you sent the invitation. We have accepted. We are going to be out there December 6th, Saturday. We're actually coming out the night before, December 5th, but we're going to be there December 6th doing the live broadcast for our listeners. I know, personally, being out there with you, there has been times that I was, I didn't want to leave you there by yourself, that I had to come back to Indianapolis because so much stuff's going on. I don't think the listeners can realize what's going on. So we're going to play some EVP for them tonight. Just a little sample, a little taste of what they're going to get Saturday, December 6th, guys, when we do our live broadcast out there. But, Jared, what do you think what's in store for us back at Whispers? Because we'll be doing this together.
And I got to say, Jared, before you go on, I've never been to Whispers, as you know. I am dying to get out there, though, and see what happens. But I really... I'm a little up in the air what I think I'm going to see and hear.
Yeah, I think that the house will definitely respond. It already is responding. Tomorrow I'm going to be at Whispers the entire day just getting the house, you know, back to the way that I need to get it. And, I mean, it's, you know, the house is actually probably gaining, you know, the spirits in it, Rachel, and all, I think they've been digesting everything just as I did. And I think that their communication skills and the way that they've learned to do that, it's going to be even stronger this time. So I'm just, it's probably going to be out of control. But in a good way.
Well, I got to say, I'm looking forward to it there. Yeah. You can always tell when Nathan's had a few drinks, can't you?
That's right. Me and you both, Nathan. Well, but we are ready to go back to Whispers. We are doing this for our listeners, guys. Jarrett's a very special friend of the show. Thank you, Jarrett, for having us back there at Whispers. We can't wait to come live to you guys on December 6th. We're going to have Jarrett back on before then. But right now, we want to play some EVPs. They're kind of disturbing, guys. If you're alone, if you get the lights off, you might want to turn them on. You might want to take the kids out of the room. We got these the first time we were there. I can't tell you enough. The EVPs do not stress enough the activity in this house. The footsteps above your head, the smells, the sights, the sounds, everything at Whispers Estate come through.
Let me just play that first one that we heard in the beginning, Sean.
Okay.
Sometimes ashes don't fall down.
Oh my God, it's ringing around the rosy. That was ringing around the rosy.
And this is number two.
Ashes, ashes. You'll fall down.
No, Now, people seem to think that it has something to do with the fact that Ring Around the Rosie's having to do with the plague, all that stuff. I just think it's a child's song, if anything, that drew the voice out there. What do you think, Jared? Jared?
I think we lost him, Nathan. I
think
heard
we lost him. Let me add Jarrett back here.
You add Jarrett back, guys. I got to tell you, you got to tune in. December 6th show, guys, live. We're going back in for you. This is the creepiest place I've ever been to in all my 12 years of paranormal investigation. And there will be things happen while we broadcast live on the air. I'm telling you this because I've been there before.
I still want to see it, Sean. I want to know what's going to happen.
Well, you remember when I called in? It was so hard to talk to you because she was running upstairs.
We're calling Jarrett there. You can hear us calling him. Jarrett, you back?
Yeah, the phone just went dead.
Yeah, we lost you for a second there. It wouldn't be the G&D show, as people said earlier on the chat room, if we didn't have a few mess-ups during the evening. But I was saying how I think that some people have said that the Ashes to Ashes song, the Ring Around the Rosies, because it's about the plague, draws out the voice of the little girl. I think it's just because it's a children's song. What do you think?
I definitely think it's I think there's nothing malicious about that spirit, Rachel, at all. I think that it's probably something like we all grew up with. It was just a child song.
That was number two of the EVPs we had from Sean. Let's listen to number three here real fast.
I'm freezing.
Yes.
That something screeched there, I know that.
Yeah, I don't think you heard it all there, Demon Hunter. Jarrett was there present with us, guys. It was me, Jarrett, Doug, and somebody else. We were there in the house, in the front parlor. The entire house erupts into a scream like a baby crying, and then a sob by a grown woman, and then a couple guys having an argument. I don't know if we picked all that up on the EVP or not, Demon Hunter.
Now, Jarrett, how do you go to sleep every night?
Well, the interesting thing is, you know, they like, the more people, you know, that are there, they leave me alone. So if there's something going on in the house, they're very comfortable with me. I've only been freaked out a couple times. And those are the times when I don't expect something to happen, when my mind's on something else. And there's been a couple nights I've slept with the lights on, you know, and that type of thing. But it's, you know, like I said, it's nothing malicious. I don't fear it. It just seems to, you know, be trying to communicate. And it, Rachel's really good at it. I think maybe because she's a child, she doesn't know any better.
Now, Jarrett, are you currently taking reservations for the house?
I am currently taking reservations for the house. There is some restoration work that I'm going to be doing, which won't interfere with anything like that. We are expanding onto the third floor of the house. And that's a really interesting and active area. There seems to be another spirit. I don't know if it's we call her the old hag. I don't know if you guys have experienced her yet. She's a little gripey, and I think she was the nanny or other servant. And we've actually gotten recordings of her, and she kind of seems to be the gripey one.
Well, let's listen to number four of the EVPs we got from Sean here.
Okay. You're okay.
You know what? I'm sorry, Sean. I realized as I was putting these together, I don't have the one where you were there with some people and they started screaming to turn the lights back on.
Right, right.
I wish I had that one, but
see, guys, what I want everybody to realize, and you too, Demon Hunter, coming out there, is that at Whispers Estate, whispersestate.com, guys, that's whispersestate.com. Go on right now. Make your reservations. Talk to Jarrett. Get in there. If you're a ghost hunter, you need this place. When you go out there, guys, the dead don't know they're dead. They will come and sit next to you. You will smell them. You will feel them. You'll hear them. and only at Whispers of State.
Well, let's throw this last one up there while we still got time, Sean. This is number 5, the EVPs, actually disembodied voices that we got from Sean Burris for Whispers of State.
Do it.
That was not for this next one.
No, it did not. It absolutely did not.
Shh!
Oh my God, we're hearing the same thing. I got that for twice.
Turn the lights on.
Oh, there it was. Turn the lights on. Yes.
There you go. Turn the lights on. See, you guys see what happens to grown adults at Whispers of State. Turn the lights on.
But, Jared, we got to wrap up for this evening. We're going to have you back. We're going to be there at Whispers Estate December 6th for a live broadcast. We're working on getting the broadcast together. One way or another, we will broadcast what goes on there for you folks. We'll give you all the information. Jared, people can check you out at whispersestate.com and make reservations, get out there. We are going to bring you part of what's going on so that you want to come out. You know, Sean, the consummate believer, going to be out there looking to prove it. Me, the consummate, I won't say skeptic because I believe in everything. But, well, yeah, a skeptic leaves himself open to believe. But I'm going to be out there to find out, the questions everybody has to answer. We're going to bring you the truth about Whispers of State. Get out there, investigate. Sean, Jarrett, thank you so much, Jarrett, for being here tonight.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Sean?
Yeah, absolutely. We love you, Jarrett. And be sure to check out our website at www.ghostanddemon.com and log into our forums because we really want to hear from you.
Jarrett, we're going to be in touch with you. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Folks, if you missed any part of this or any Ghostman and Demon Hunter show, you know you can check us out anytime you want at any of the folks that carry us, Planet Paranormal, Podomatic, Podcast Alley, iTunes, Mediafly, Podbean, Blueberry, Podcast Pickle, Parrot X Radio, the Black Vault Radio Network, and, of course, the Podfeed community. And join us next week when our guest will be, and I hope I'm saying this right, Lori Jacobson-Provost. And
that sounds good.
That will be next week, and who knows who else will be here. Jarrett, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thank you, guys, and it's great to hear from you, and I look forward to seeing you guys.
I look forward to seeing everything, Jarrett.
Well, good. Well, hopefully everything will work out, and you guys just stay in touch with me, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
Okay, Jared.
Hey, Sean, it's time to say goodnight.
All right, guys, remember, December 6th, we will have Jarrett Marshall back on to talk about it before we go in, but we are going live in the shadows December 6th at Whispers of State. And don't go changing, Ghost Hunters. You know we won't. We love you.
Good night, everybody.
Night, night.
The Bishop!
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Yeah.